Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you are listening to BBS Radio. BBSRadio.com is the website. And if you want to call in, 888-815-9756. We've got a great show today. We have a very, very special guest, somebody who has mentored me and helped me through my life. I can tell you the last 3-4 months, just so much knowledge and wisdom. And we're going to be very blessed to, I'm blessed to have him. I'm going to be teaching a class this coming Thursday. It's in the Outer Banks. And it's going to be all about connecting with the Akasha, which is that if you are looking to connect with the reasons, why did I go through this? What were these agreements? And how do I move through this? How do I clear this energy? It's code, vibration that's within you. I'm going to be teaching how to do that. And Joseph Wilkins is actually going to be there, and he is going to do a meditation, a very special exercise that will help you to raise your vibration. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kimmy.
Joseph, we've done a lot of, we've talked a lot. You helped a friend of mine really for her to understand purpose and understand, you know, the deeper parts of herself. And you said something really interesting, and I want to start out with that. You told me purpose is different from what you do in life.
Well, yeah, purpose is different in that we have a lot of skills. And, you know, making money is a skill. Being able to connect with spirit, that's a skill. If you studied Edgar Cayce, you'll see that he developed this skill, according to him, as he died on a battlefield. And then subsequent lifetime, that skill was still there. So these are skills, but purpose is different. Purpose has to do with what it is that you're really doing in the world. And there's four purposes that I know about. One of them is to be a being of love, and that purpose has to do with opening the hearts of others. And that's a very confusing purpose, because people will interpret that, if they don't know about it, in ways that might actually make them fearful, because people are always coming up to them and wanting to associate with them, and maybe in ways they don't want. And then another one would be in healing, and that does not mean putting hands on people necessarily, but that you're involved in healing. So you could be working in a hospital, a doctor's office, a dentist's office. Maybe you're a hands-on healer. But those are purpose. Another one is a being of beauty. And a being of beauty, what they really do is they bring beauty into the world, and that they surround themselves with beauty. Everything around them is perfectly coordinated. They're usually very attractive, or seen as very attractive. They just have they've got an inner knack for that. And then another one is a light being. And a light being brings clarity to situations. They bring enlightenment, if you will. And the reason that purpose is so important is that if you understand your purpose, then all the other skills that you use in the world, you can recognize that this is my purpose and this is the skill. But you can incorporate purpose into the skill. And, for instance, if you're a being of beauty, that one's kind of hard, because maybe you think that beauty is trite or unimportant, when in reality that may be your purpose. So to bring beautiful things into the world, for those that want to build and don't want to destroy, because there are destroyers, obviously, you know, I mean, Hitler, what a destroyer he was. But understanding your purpose will just make you more comfortable with living in purpose and knowing that it's okay for you to be that way. Does that help?
Yeah, that's when you're talking about that makes such a, there's a big there's something that you said, you're explaining each, you know, space that different people take. And for me, like, I'm thinking, well, how beautiful it could be if everyone could get in touch with that and know how they could work together in harmony.
Well, you know what, if you're a healer, this is an easy one, but if you're a healer, and let's say that you're working in a doctor's office or you're working in a hospital, and you think, oh gosh, everybody is so much more successful than I am, and I really am not in touch with who I really am, otherwise I would be so successful. I don't have success in my life. When in reality, you may be wildly successful in your purpose, but without understanding it, you may not understand the contribution that you're already making.
Contribution. And so, okay, so here's a question that Terry is sending us, and she is actually from Toledo, Ohio. She says, what are the keys to finding your purpose, or is there anything that you can look for in order to understand it?
Well, to discover your purpose, I actually discovered my purpose through a meditation exercise, because I really didn't know what my purpose was up until just recently, actually. But one of the best tools that you have if you want to discover what it is that your purpose is without, you know, doing these other exercises is, and this works for, you know, so many things, is to look around and, you know, and be honest, be truthful. Don't lie to yourself. Because lying, cheating, those kinds of things, I'm connected with my spirit in a very specific way, and I actually had to deal with me lying to my spirit. So you have to be honest when you're doing these things, but just look around and see what's happening around you, because you are creating your own space, and creating your own space is a process. If a bum stumbles in and grabs your purse as you're walking down the street, that doesn't mean that you're asking to have things stolen from you. There are such things as bumping into events, but if people are constantly doing things, you know, those are the things that you should be looking at. How do people treat you? How do you treat people? Do you have the finances that you want? Do you have the relationships that you want? And what kinds of things do you always seem to end up in without intentionally ending up in it? I think those would kind of be the keys. Where do you end up unintentionally, and you can see your role in it? You know, if you can see a role that you're always thinking about how people could be healthier, or if the only thing that brings you joy is going out into your garden and creating, or if you have like this huge thirst for knowledge, these things are indicators that will lead you to the truth. And then if you really want to get serious about it, and I mean really serious about it, and you've got to take everything that comes with it, set an intention that says that I want to know and connect with my purpose, write it down, and for some reason, writing it down creates an energy that has more power than simply thinking about it, because we think, oh, if I think it, God will know it. Well, it's not really quite that simple. Write it down. Put it up all over the house if you want. Gosh, I've got things taped up all over the place. I'm like kind of nutty that way.
I do that too.
Yeah. But if you will do that, then it is an absolute imperative that Spirit must move you towards what you have asked for. When Jesus, you know, talked about knock and it will be open, you know, those kinds of things, that's the truth. whatever you decide and set an intention on, it may take a while because it's a process, but you will find yourself there and you will know it.
Wow. And when finding yourself there, are there things that we put up to try to blind ourselves from that?
I think that's maybe a harsh way to look at it. I think that what happens is, and this, psychology will tell the tale on this to a certain degree, but there's a lot of programs that are running inside of all of us constantly. And they're programs, I have them, you have them, we all have them. And I had some programs running that were not good for me. But that's why when you look around, you will see what those programs are bringing up. And if you want to get serious about it, you have to set an intention not necessarily to end that program, because it's hard to fight against something because, you know, you're thinking about that thing, but to think of the opposite of that thing and to try to bring more of it in. And you may reach, you know, like a critical mass moment where you have to get mad and say, I will not allow this in my life anymore. And, you know, it doesn't do any good to just say it. You got to follow through, too. You have to demonstrate what you're saying.
Wow. And when you say demonstrate what you're saying, that's so important to be, well, I call it being in my, it's that integrity, like that's to me, that's like that, that's my vibrational word is in demonstrating it to yourself. That's a big thing. I'm going to give out the number. If anybody wants, we do have a caller on the line that wants to talk to you, Joseph. It's 888-815-9756 is the number to call in. You're listening to Interviews if you're just tuning in. Want to mention that this Thursday, actually Thursday through Sunday, wonderful conference going on. You can go over to holistictree.com or you can go over to my website, kimmyrose.com. And check it out if you're wanting to connect with the code. It's the code inside of you to understand why have I chose certain things in my life and how can you actually clear things? It's because it's really about clearing and moving in to the moment and living in the moment. I don't want to say the day. I don't want to say the hour. It's the moment. That's what it's about. And Joseph Wilkins is on with us, and he is an amazing intuitive. He's an amazing guide, and he can help you if you're wanting to connect with purpose. That's what we're talking about tonight. Right now, we actually have two callers on the line. Joseph, you're a popular guy here, so we've got on line two, Terry. Terry from Ohio. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Terry, you want, go ahead. I'll let Joseph, I don't know if you need her to ask you. You need to listen to her voice.
Oh, no. You know what? We'll just talk. What's happening, Terry?
I'm going through a lot right now. I'm in a rough period in my life. I'm at a crossroads trying to decide what I need, what I should do with my life.
What is the crossroads? What's happening at the crossroads, Terry?
I'm in my third marriage, which turned out to be an abusive marriage, and trying to figure out where to proceed from here, trying to, you know, I just saved my house from foreclosure because he let it go into foreclosure, and I just got it out of foreclosure, and trying to make the right decisions at the right time, and trying to decide what is right.
Well, have you encountered abusive relationships in the past, Terry?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my third abusive marriage.
Okay. Then, you know, that's an easily identifiable pattern, you know, even for you. So I'll tell you what I think you should do is do you believe in God, Terry?
Absolutely. I'm an ordained minister.
Okay. All right. Then I can tell you that you are not honoring God by allowing people to dishonor you in that way, because you are God made physical. You are an extension of spirit in the physical. And these things that cause us to attract these things, those are very real. And it's very real in spirit, too. So you should probably sit down and put down what you're entitled to. Put down that you're entitled to love. You're entitled to respect. That's your birthright. That is your birthright. And if you accept less than that, then you are not honoring the God in you. Do you understand what I'm saying about that?
Yes. Yes, I do. And he says, you know, that he's changed and he'll never lay a hand on me again. And, you know I've heard that before.
Well, he's saying what he's saying and he's doing what he's doing and for you as well.
The last time I think he shoved me a few months ago, but before that it had been about 8 months before he had, you know, since he had been physical.
Yeah, well, I'm not part of the situation, obviously, but I think, you know what, in order for you to have what you want, self-discovery is really, really important, and, you know, maybe you want to discover, you know, something about abuse, I do not know, but rather than concentrate on, you know, what has been wrong, you know, concentrate on what you want right. And it is a process. You may encounter some bumps along the way. You may find yourself, you know, feeling a little isolated for a while or something like that. And maybe you identify a lot with people that attract, you know, abuse in their lives. And, you know, in one way, I guess you could say that you're helping because you're identifying, but you're also receiving something you don't want. So you have to get really serious about what you do want. And then you have to start reflecting that in your life, not just by saying, I don't want this, but also, you know, Kimmy has mentioned, you know, integrity by if you're going to say it, you know, live it. So if you say, I want love, be loving. And if you catch yourself, you know, not being loving, and that does not mean I'm not being mean. Being loving means that I will accept you the way that you are. But, you know, you have a choice. I have a choice in whether or not I'm going to allow you into my space. But whether I do or not, because you're part of God too, I'll allow you to be who you want, not necessarily with me.
Okay.
Yeah,
what did you say, Terry?
I don't know if that helps. I don't know if that helps.
I've been distant. I've been kind of really pulling away, and, you know, I threw myself into the fundraisers after the tornadoes during the summer, and I kept myself completely occupied with that, so I didn't have to deal with my own personal stuff.
That is a very common tactic, and it creates feelings in those that want things from us. But know this, no matter what you want, there is somebody out there that wants to give it to you. And if you will seek what you want instead of paying attention to what you don't want, that will happen. Okay? That will happen. You simply have to seek it.
It's so true. And I can honestly say that I mean, one of the tendencies I have had in the past is to totally, it's a detachment. It's, you know, that is also, you know, with him, with the abuse, or it's almost like an addiction too. It's a, like swinging from one side all the way to another. And now what you're doing is your soul is wanting to your soul and your earth body is wanting to come back into the middle. And sometimes that can be really scary. Because when you've been on a roller coaster ride for so long, I know for me, like when it's like going to an amusement park, you get, you're going, and then all of a sudden you come home and you're in bed and you're going, oh man, it's like everything calms, it gets quiet and still, and you're like, what am I doing now? And I'm wondering, Joseph, is there any like exercise she could do or something that would help her with that?
I'm really detached. I've detached, but not detached with love. I mean, I have completely detached.
Well, the detaching, see, your detaching has an effect on those that want something from you. And it makes them bitter, and they become, they start acting out. And maybe they act out in ways that you find disturbing. But, you know, it sounds to me like, as you mentioned this other issue, because there's always something that leads into this, it sounds like at the heart of the problem is truly that you're not loving yourself and you're not considering yourself to be worthy of that love. And if you, you know, in your role as a minister, you know, if God is love, and I believe that God is love, if God is love, then to be more like God is to move farther into purpose, farther into the reality of what it is to be the real you.
Wow.
I should be nicer to him.
Well, be nicer to yourself first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it isn't what you do for others. Whatever you do for yourself, whatever you hold for yourself, you will naturally extend to others. There is no way around it. You cannot be honest with yourself and be dishonest with others. You cannot be generous with yourself and be stingy with others. If you're stingy in your own life, if you like feel like you have to hold on to every little thing that comes along, squeeze that nickel, you know, that hard, then how can you be generous with anyone else?
Wow. So looking at, well, you know, here's a question. How would you be generous to yourself, Terry? Like, what do you do? Like, because it sounds to me like work, maybe at work at one time you felt fulfilled you or was generous to you. Do you find that you get, you kind of go overboard with things and then you get just tired of them?
Yeah.
Or you feel exhausted?
You know, I bury myself into work. You know, the fundraisers, I buried myself into that and helping others, you know.
Yeah, that's actually a common problem, Terry. That's a common problem of being a giver. And it's on the surface, it sounds like a good idea. But the reality of it may be that you are trying to prove that you're worthy by doing all of this helping. And you're already worthy. You don't need to help that much. I mean, help as much as you want. Choose whatever you want. But don't lie to yourself about why you're doing it. Well, and if you want to be good to yourself, pick out something that's not working in your life. Maybe you're not happy with your physical condition. And set an intention to get into the condition that you want. You know, the one thing that bothers me so much about all of this is that because it sounds good, or maybe they believe it, but people will say, you know what, that there's going to be this pivotal moment and everything will change. And I'm not saying that that can't happen, but the truth is that most of what you're doing is a process, and it takes time. And you need to focus, and you need to keep your eye on the ball and say, no, this is what I want. This is what I want. Because you're probably going to get a lot of things along the way that you don't want, but, you know, now you're operating in preference. You know, that's, you're being shown what you do want. Get serious about what you want. And be good to yourself by knowing that you want this, and it's okay to have it. It is way okay to have it. It is perfect to have it.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, Terry, I'll tell you, one of the things that has helped me is that, you know, when you put your both hands together in prayer and you take your thumb and both thumbs and you touch them to your right in the center of your chest and you stand straight, if you can take a deep breath in your hands. You know, a lot of times they will want to sway from one side to another. And if you can just bring them together and just feel the stillness and just allow yourself to start listening to what your heart is speaking to you. When we go, just like Joseph was saying, it is very common. Trust me, the queen of workaholics here, you know, used to be, I'm not doing that anymore. I mean, and I'm doing the things I love now. And that was really a big part of, you know, different issues I was having in my life, but it was also an avoidance. And I'll tell you that I also got a message of removing the guilt because, like Joseph said, you have to love yourself. And it's so easy to feel guilty, feel bad, and, you know, because what, like he said, you're a giver. So what would happen if you weren't considering how that other person feels? And so a very common thing would be for you to draw somebody into your life who would make you want to be a victim. In essence, a victim, and that guilt travel, you know, but that's also part of his fear speaking, and that he's created a codependency on. You know, there's a codependent thing. And so the highest good for you is to honor yourself. And if you're seeing that with him, that it's like he's not able to take care of himself, he is able, really, but he's not doing that, then somehow it would be in the highest good of both parties to step away and take care of yourself and allow him to be his own person. That's what unconditional love is. And it there's a balance that comes in that. There's a great balance. I hope that helps.
And I had a hard time with the balance because he was Mr. Wonderful until I said I do. And once I married him, then everything changed.
I'm going to say something without being hard on you, but I am going to be a little hard. Sure. Okay.
All right.
When you married him, when you say things change, it always takes two. Okay. It takes two. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to say from my heart is there was a happiness, a joy. And sometimes when you're a giver too, you get into the excitement of the newness, and then when you start, and not just a giver, when you're detaching, whether it's maybe abuse as a child, you've been raped, and I'm not trying to get personal, but there's a great possibility of that. And so what happens is you're more connected to the euphoria of feeling really good, and then all of a sudden, because it's a high, and then when it balances out, you get into that space of, ooh, what do I do? So then you start really noticing the things that were really there already. I mean, I have to feel a little bit that I am in no way trying to make you feel bad or anything. That
no, I know.
That was there already, and because you're a giver, it's like, well, you know, I can deal with things and I can change things, but there might be a pattern in your relationships, maybe a previous marriage and this marriage, a pattern that has happened. So by following, like with what Joseph's sharing, you can break that cycle and no longer repeat it. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that's what I'm trying to learn to do, because it's almost like I'm married to the same man with three different names. You know what I mean? It's like I've never left the first marriage. It's like the same thing over and over and over. A bad
Joseph,
movie.
I know he's dying to answer this, because do you see the mirror? I mean,
pardon?
Joseph has shared this with me about the repetitive, like the cycles that we repeat, and how do you change that, Joseph?
Well,
that's,
you know what?
That's what I need help with.
I've been thinking about this while you were talking, Terry. And as far as feeling you in that way, I mean, I can feel your sadness. I feel that you're disappointed that you haven't gotten what you wanted yet. And right. I understand how that feels. So
frustrating.
Yes, it's terribly frustrating. But you know what? Whatever we accept, we continue to get. And so if you accept that people, let's say specifically in romantic relationships, that people are going to deal with you in certain ways that you don't like, but you accept that that's going to happen, that will continue it. You have to get ready and be serious about what you want. I mean, there might be a night when you're just so twisted and so distraught about the whole thing and wanting to do something about it. But let's say that you never even speak to your ex-husband again, or your soon-to-be ex, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. He's not going to die of that. He will not die of that. But if energetically you're pulling these people in, because that energy is existing within you. We're all energetic beings, and why do you keep pulling these people in? But I don't pull these people in. It isn't because of the way we look. It's got to be something else. It's the energy. Energetically, you're speaking to that person, and whether you know it or not, you're asking that person to treat you in a way that consciously you don't want, and you've got to take a stand. You have to take a stand for yourself, and that is not wrong.
I finally did. I did do that, and I did go speak with the police, and he knows that. So, I mean, I've taken that stand that I don't, you know, I will not tolerate, you know, you will not put your hands on me.
Take a stand on who you will allow into your life.
Oh, gotcha.
Who you will allow into your life. The police, that's like a Band-Aid. Yeah, they serve a purpose, but it's a Band-Aid. It doesn't solve the problem. You are responsible for the solution of the problem, and this is taking a personal stand about who you will allow into your life.
I understand now, because I can draw another person just like that right back in.
And boom, here you go all over again. You don't want it.
No.
Write down what you want and take a stand. Take a personal stand. And whenever you catch wind of that thing coming up, just know that you got it. I want rid of this, and I want this. I want this. And be passionate about it. Passion. Passion drives. Emotion drives. The universal language of spirit is not words or pictures. It's emotion. And being milquetoast about it will change nothing. Being hurt is an emotion. Feeling hurt, feeling like a victim, that's an emotion. It, you're speaking, you're talking in spiritual language now. And you want joy. I'm sure that's what you want.
Oh, absolutely.
But, yeah, but you know what? You got to break the cycle before you can start a new cycle, and that means don't let make a vow to yourself. You know what? Make a vow to God. Make a vow to God and write it down and spend time with it. Meditate. Do you meditate?
No, I'm still trying to get exactly how to meditate.
I can tell you a good way to meditate. There's a good way to meditate. Do the Lord's Prayer over and over and over and over and over and over again, and get in touch with the words. I'm sure you're in a Judeo-Christian religion, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, then you can connect with that very easily. And Jesus said that is the ideal prayer. You connect with that prayer, and I guarantee you, in connecting with that prayer, it will tell you what God, you know, is offering. But the truth is that God's going to give you whatever you want. And you've got to get serious about what you want and not accept what you don't want.
Wow. And, you know, you've heard it even in Aramaic, right? Did you? I don't know.
My meditations are based on the Lord's Prayer, and I've said it at this point maybe, it must be in the hundreds of thousands, if not a million times.
The one of the things when we would have our meetings, we would stay in a circle, and that's what we said. That's what they told us, say the Lord's Prayer, and you do connect. My little girls and I, every night before we go to bed, we say it. That's something that is so, and it does, the vibration. So try that. And you know, send me an email, and Joseph is also on Facebook, and it's Joe Wilkins or Joseph Wilkins on Facebook?
It's Joseph Wilkin, Wilkins.
I thought so. I thought it was, but I want to make sure I get it right, because I don't want to give that out and everybody, you know, go to the wrong one. So Joseph, and it's Wilkins.
Well, that page isn't really set up for this, but...
He's on my Facebook, so if you want hold of him for a session, you can actually, or you can call over to Light the Way, and we can arrange it, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Carrie,
think about
the words in the Lord's Prayer while you're doing it. Think very carefully about those words, because those words cover everything you need in your life.
Yes. And Terry, bless you.
Much.
Love you lots. Okay? You know I do. Bye, Terry.
You cut out. I didn't hear you when you said something.
Oh, I said love you lots, and I'm so glad. I said, and I know you know that, and I'm so glad that you called. We've got to go to a commercial break. Thank you for calling.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joseph.
All right, good luck.
Bye.
And if you're tuning in, you are listening to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and we have Joseph Wilkins on with us, and we're talking about purpose. He's an amazing intuitive and spiritual guide. 888-815-9756 is the number to call in. We also have on the line Luana. She's on line 3, and we're going to take a break real quick before we go to our next caller. If you want to call in, we're waiting here for you. We'll be right back. You're listening to Interviews. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me. And I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at kimmyrose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's kimmyrose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to kimmyrose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to kimmyrose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's kimmyrose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. It'll be free admission. Well, Interviews, and you are listening to bbsradio.com. The number to call in, 888-815-9756. I want to remind everyone, this week, I am so excited. We are going to be, and this is a huge deal for me, I'm going to be in North Carolina at the National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapists. It's going to be a conference teaching all about the Akashic Records. If you want to really connect, you want to connect with your vibration, you want to clear things, I can tell you that I have been working on this class for 3 years, and I know, I used to wonder, why is it that I'm not completing this? It seems like there's something incomplete, and it's been through the growth and learning and the processes that I was able to understand and create a beautiful model of transformation to help you. And it's a logical way of understanding your awareness, your intuition, the code, the chalice, that cup that is full within you, and that you, in simply one moment, can move back into that space that you are, which is love. If you are interested in coming out to Outer Banks, North Carolina, the number is 1-800-296-MIND, or you can go over to my website, kimmyrose.com, to get more information. Joseph Wilkins, who is on with us, is going to be sharing a very special journey during the class, and I can tell you he is amazing. He has helped me so much to understand and to really go deeper into my heart. And you know, I really think it's acceptance. You know, we've been talking about purpose, and acceptance is key. We've got Luanna on with us, and she is waiting patiently on line 3 to talk to Joseph. Luanna, hope you're having a good evening, and welcome to the show.
Yes, I am having a good evening. I'm driving home from work, so I'm happy, you know. It's been a good day.
Well, that's good. I'm just going to let the two of you, like, Luanna, do you want to just say kind of what's going on?
Well, I do. Well, and when you talked about purpose and stuff, and Joseph, I have this feeling that my purpose in life is just to make people angry sometimes. And I say that kind of chicken tongue, but actually sometimes I think that's what does happen. But I guess the thing I'd like to know most is that for a long time in my life, and I was pretty, and I'm going back to childhood in a sense, but insecure about myself, and it took a long time to really grow into the fact that I'm a very capable and competent person who gets things done. And I embrace that part of me. I love that part of me. And in my most recent years, and especially this last year, I now have, I guess, found my backbone where I will not, I'm kind and I'm polite. You know how you say you turn the other cheek, you know, you let people abuse you once, maybe you let them do it twice. But then you get to a point that it's like, no more.
Yeah, so first time shame on you, second time shame on me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go.
I'm familiar with that, John.
Something recently happened where I was invited to work on a project with somebody, and as we're discussing all of this, I told them that I had done some things for them, and he was aware of that. And the situation is that I felt dishonored in some of the stuff that happened. So before I could ever even accept a job working for this person now, I wanted to talk about that. That had to be an issue that came up. It had to be. So I needed to express how that situation made me feel. Well, in doing so, the person yelled at me profusely and then actually hung up on me and said, well, if that's the way you are, then forget it. But I feel bad when those things happen. And I feel like, wow, I must be a lousy person because I'm standing up for myself, and at the same time, all I seem to be doing is making a lot of people angry. And this isn't the first time that things like this happen. There's been some other episodes where, put it this way, people have done some things that aren't right, aren't morally right, aren't ethically right. And you give people enough rope, eventually they hang themselves, and then when you say to them and you point things out or things come to the surface in a big way, you know, I feel like I'm being the bad guy by just saying, do you remember this, and do you remember this, and do you remember this? And I've lost friendships in doing this. And part of me feels bad about that, and a part of me doesn't. And it's an internal battle right now. And today I was in tears because this person's yelling and screaming at me and saying some just not wanting to listen to what I had to say, and I just hit a button and it just... it got ugly, and it really hurt. I really could have just broke down and cried. And then, you know, I'm doing a lot better now. But it still, it doesn't feel good. And I'm just, I feel like I'm losing everything.
Okay, I'll tell you what it sounds like you're doing. You feel that you have to fight for your rights. And that fighting can be more easily called conflict. And you're ready for conflict. You're ready to have a battle. And and another thing that you're doing is, and this is definitely growing out of the inside of you, is accepting everybody the way that they are. And it sounds like you have tried hard to accept yourself, but I don't think that you really accomplished it. Because you're not accepting others the way they are. And it's okay for everybody to be who they are. If you truly accept yourself the way that you want to be, there will be no struggle. I mean, I was in a business for a long time that was conflict oriented. I'll tell you what I did. I for 17 years I worked the line in the prison system. I was one of those guys. So that's a conflict factory. But I have no conflict now because I took a stand against conflict and somebody did something that was so egregious that almost nobody would stand for it. But I just said, well, this is conflict. This is a very high level of conflict that I'm being drawn into, and I can either stay for it or I can leave. And I decided to leave, and I no longer have any conflict in my life. But you have to get cool with the idea of acceptance.
Right. Well, here's the deal. They won't leave me alone. They keep wanting me to work for them, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to work for you unless you hear me.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't have to do anything. And so the conflict exists when you feel conflicted. Conflicted. Does that make sense? Joseph, am I...
Well, Luanna, as you're describing how they want you to work for them, I can hear the conflict in your voice.
Well, I'm confused as to why they want me to work for them when I'm telling them no.
Because you are a beautiful person.
Yeah.
You have embraced conflict, and here is a magnificent conflict opportunity.
Right. Okay.
So if I'm
okay letting it go and don't want to talk to him anymore, isn't that a good thing? If I don't want the conflict in my life, just leave me alone?
Eliminate conflict. Write yourself a little affirmation that says, I accept myself as I am, that what I'm doing is right, and I want to be led and to live in a peaceful, cooperative way.
Right.
Because these people aren't cooperating with you and you're not cooperating with them. It's conflict on both sides. You're being invited in for more of it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm very competent, and they know I'm the perfect person for this job. Well, sort of, but only if I keep my mouth shut and take lots of abuse.
Luanna,
so
you are perfect
that,
for many
I'm not going to accept that.
You're perfect
for
anything.
So I have a right
to
say what I feel, and then it's like you make your choice. And if you don't want to work with me, that's fine.
Well,
I don't really think anymore after what happened today. It's not going to happen anyway. It was totally disrespectful one more time.
Luanna, every conversation you have, just like the conversation that we're having, is really like a sale. You're trying to convince me of something, and I'm trying to convince you of something. And the same holds true with this company that you're considering. But the root of the problem is conflict. That's the root of the problem. And when you say, I have a right to say what I think, well, you know what? Truth, there's a lot of truths, Luanna. I could walk up to somebody that I absolutely couldn't stand, and I could say something nice to them, and that's the truth. Or I could walk up to somebody that I really do like, and I could say something really ugly about them, and that would be the truth, too. There's so many truths.
Yeah.
If you feel that you have to put it out there that way,
Back up. Because I've done many things for them for free along the way.
But it's
always turned out to be something that's mixed up, screwed up. I'm always on the short end of the stick. Oh, hey, this was great. Thanks a whole heck of a lot. You know, and I'm the one in the turmoil going, oh, yeah, I worked my tail off. You guys take all the glory, walk away, and I'm left with the mess and the people screaming and yelling at me over things. And I'm like, why would I want to continue that pattern?
Luanna,
you
just restated this thing that lives inside of you that says, I have to fight for my rights.
Okay.
You restated it again.
So if I don't stand up for myself, then can I? I mean, what are you asking me, dear? What are you suggesting that I do then? Because I'm hearing what you're saying.
Okay. The first thing is that you probably would benefit greatly from rejecting conflict. Okay. And however you need to do that, writing it down is good. Get it really solid inside of yourself. You want to reject conflict. And then you also have to accept that you have something special about you, and you have skills. You've got all this stuff that exists, but if you've got to go in and fight for your right to be heard and to be recognized, you have to move into a space. You've got to carve out a space. You know, do it in meditations, do it in words, do it in writing, do it however you need to do it, that you are already acceptable. Accept yourself.
Oh, I agree with that.
You don't have to fight.
I mean, this is the problem. In meditation, this is where it's taken me. Stand up for yourself. and I'm like, okay, I will.
It's taken you there.
I will stand up for myself.
It's taken you there because that's something you have to deal with.
Yeah.
It's something you have to deal with. And there's a difference between wanting and knowing. There are things that happen in your life that you just know are coming. And there are things in your life that you would like to have come, but you don't know that they're coming and you really don't believe them. And part of the process is that the person that I'm talking to right now would be what I would call the lowest energy in the infinite you. Okay, and you get the higher you go, the more loving, the clearer things get, and the higher you connect, the better the quality is of what's coming to you. And you're struggling with this problem at this level right now. So if you can connect with yourself in meditation and ask, ask your soul to lead you in higher things and know that conflict is an issue for you. And when you feel like you need to like shout it out, try being still and see what happens. Just try it. Do some experiments. Do some experiments.
And that's a really good thing, Luana. And I just want to say something. I know we've got to sign off, but one of the things, Luana, is I've known you for a long time, and I know sometimes when I step away from you, I'm never stepping away, but it's for that reason I do, because I do love you enough that I just want you to see that beautiful person that you are inside and what you can do. And so if you could just scream when we get off, if you just want to scream and then breathe and say the Lord's Prayer, because that that's really important, and then just simply laugh that beautiful laugh, smile the beautiful smile, and get to it, girl. Get to what you love. Get to what you love. You do it beautifully.
I got to say one more thing to Luana. Luana, are you still there?
I think we lost her.
Oh, doggone.
I think we got disconnected. It was the energy, but.
I feel bad because she's so frustrated, but.
She's a wonderful person. She's just, I can just feel that. Well, go ahead. We've got about 45 seconds. Because this will be our
Luana, if you can hear me, I know that you're frustrated. I know how it feels, but moving yourself into a different space is a process and it requires work. And you're going to have to work not on people, but you're going to have to work on yourself. And that means asking for answers. Ask and it will be given. Get to asking instead of just demanding,
the most important thing.
Yeah, get to asking. Get to know yourself and get to see what the pattern really looks like. Because it seems pretty obvious to me, but I know that it feels different for you. Okay, I'm done.
And something? I am so thankful for that, because that's so important to share that. It is. And everyone, listen to that. Ask. Just ask. It will be given to you through faith. But if you don't believe, I remember Greg Braden, when I spent some time talking to him, in one of his books is about prayer, and it's not about the past. And when you pray, it's not about the future. It's about the now and being it. And that's really, when we're coming from a space of anger, what starts to happen is that's what we live, and we draw these situations to ourselves. So just be. Joseph Wilkins, thank you so much for being on Interviews. I am in so much gratitude for what you've done and sharing.
Kimmy, thank you. It was very, very nice being on your show, and I had a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And looking forward to doing a wonderful class this Thursday, Outer Banks, North Carolina, KimmyRose.com. Come on out. And, hey, it's going to be a blast. The weekend's going to be good. Lots of things going on. And until next week, really, truly know that whatever it is that you need in life is there. All you have to do is just simply be. Until next week, we'll talk to you on interviews.